Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Black Serendipity Podcast. I'm your host, Janikia, and today we're going to talk about a topic that isn't talked about enough: failing successfully. In today's society, failure is often seen as something negative. It is something that we are taught to avoid at all costs. We are conditioned to believe that failure equates to defeat. But what if I told you that failure can actually be a good thing? What if I told you that failing can lead to success? We're going to talk about this a little bit more. Grab your coffee or your favorite beverage. See you in a moment. All right, we're back. I know it sounds strange, but believe me, it's true. Failure can be an essential part of the journey to success. It's often the most challenging and disappointing times in our lives that teach us the most valuable lessons. Look at me, I'm about to cry just thinking about it. I am a strong advocate of failing successfully. And by successfully, I'm referring to failing in a way that allows you to springboard higher and further than before. Successful failure means learning from your mistakes, refining your process, and never giving up. In my own life, I've experienced many failures, whether it was being turned down for a job opportunity, after job opportunity, or launching failed projects. I have experienced setbacks that left me heartbroken and discouraged. This podcast is an example. I don't know where it's going to go, but I'm grateful for the experience that I've taken the courage to try. But I tell you, I've learned that in every experience I've had, whether positive or negative, comes with a valuable lesson. I've learned to embrace my failures, to study the situations, to move forward with grace, determination, and persistence. And I want to encourage everyone listening to be unafraid of failure. My daughter used to have really big races, and she would be so afraid, so nervous, and I told her, run that race, baby, even with fear. Don't view failure as a source of shame or embarrassment. Instead, embrace it as a source of knowledge and wisdom. And we're going to talk about that a little bit more. Grab a snack. Today is just an encouragement day. Fantastic Friday. Failure Friday. Whatever you want to call it. It's Friday. And I just want to motivate you. This podcast won't be long. I'll be back in just a moment. Hello, welcome back. I'm Janika, your host. You know, we shouldn't be discouraged from trying again after we fail. I've been talking about failing successfully. In fact, we should continue to push forward and try even harder. I genuinely believe that failure is a necessary and powerful tool in our journey to success. When we embrace our so-called failures and work through them with positivity and perseverance, Jose used to say that, persevere, keep going. we can achieve greatness beyond our wildest dreams. He was used to a marching band with 200-300 students. And in the end, he ended up having maybe 40 or 50. But they were a powerful sound. He persevered, and those kids were amazing. I think about that every time I feel like I'm failing or things aren't working out. Because failure can be a difficult pill to swallow. It brings feelings of disappointment, discouragement, and self-doubt. But you have to shift your perspective and see failure as an opportunity for growth. Like, what if you do that? Because that's, to me, that's the concept of failing successfully. That's when it comes into play. And our search for wisdom and guidance. A lot of people turn to religion for inspiration. Or watch TikTok or Instagram or any of those social media outlets. And I'm guilty. I'm a dog and cat TikToker. But the Bible says in Proverbs 24:16, for though the righteous fall seven times, they rise again. It says, one more time. For though the righteous fall seven times, they rise again. This verse reminds me that failure is not the end of our journey. Even the righteous individuals experience setbacks, and what seemed to set them apart is their resilience and ability to rise at the falling. It emphasizes the importance of perseverance and the willingness to keep trying despite the obstacles we face. Now, if we unpack that verse a little further, where it says righteous fall seven times, it acknowledges that failure is a part of life. That's inevitable. It doesn't discriminate based on one's righteousness or worthiness. We're all susceptible to stumbling and falling short of our goals at times. However, the verse goes on to say, the righteous rise again. This speaks to the transformative power of failure. It's not about avoiding failure altogether, but rather about how you respond to it. Successful individuals view failure as a learning opportunity and use it as a stepping stone towards their ultimate goals. So how can you apply this wisdom to your own lives? I suggest first embracing the inevitable piece that is failure. It's a natural part of growth and should not be feared. Instead of allowing failure to define us, we can choose to view it as a temporary setback that provides valuable lessons. Second, we need to cultivate resilience. When you fall, you gotta pick yourself up, dust off your knees, and keep moving forward. It may be challenging, but with each setback, you become stronger and more determined to reach your goals. It reminds me of my oldest. He, in kindergarten, like, he really wanted some friends. He just couldn't find those special friends. Anyway, it was field day. And he was doing the little 50-yard dash, and he was rolling. But out the corner of his eye, he saw the guy that was right there beside him fall. He's slowed down and turned around, helped the kid up, and the kid beat him. And when I first saw this, I was like, boy. But when he got to the finish line, he was so happy. They ended up giving both of them first place. But that wasn't what made him the happiest. The happiest is that everybody was so excited. Everybody was so happy that he took the time to help someone else. And that changed my perspective on things. He did not feel he won. He made a lot of friends. And I got to see a different side of this kid. And he is truly amazing, even with some of his failures. Lastly, failing successfully requires a mindset shift. And that's what I had to take while watching him and my eyes lose and his eyes win. Instead of viewing failure as a personal flaw or a sign of incompetence, we should see it as an opportunity for growth. He became, or he developed, characteristics in his personality that has carried him throughout life. We can examine our failures, identify areas for improvement, and adjust our strategies accordingly. Because by doing so, we become better equipped to face future challenges and increase our chances of success. So listen. As we wrap up this segment, reflect on Proverbs 24:16 today. For though the righteous fall seven times, they rise again. It's the message of failing successfully, a journey within. Remember, failure is not the end of the road, but a stepping stone towards greatness. Embrace your failures, learn from them, and rise again with renewed determination. I want to thank you for listening and joining in on this episode of Failing Successfully. Stay tuned for more inspiring conversations and insights and business tips. Until next time, keep embracing the journey and failing successfully. Have a great day. Thank you.